Welcome to Simplify with Megan, the podcast where I help online coaches grow a life-first coaching business that's simple and sustainable while working less than 15 hours a week. My name's Megan. I'm a mom of two with baby three on the way. And since I started my online business in 2014, I have helped hundreds of online business owners start and grow their businesses to six, multi-six, and seven-figure businesses. I took a two-year sabbatical when I became a parent. And when I relaunched my coaching business as a mom of two, in less than a year, I've made over six figures while working as a true solopreneur for less than 15 hours each week while prioritizing my life and keeping things as simple as possible. I like to keep things real here, so get ready for the most authentic and activating business and sales coaching meant to help you make your life as a busy coach easier and not more complicated. Let's get rich together. If you want to grow a profitable online coaching business in a way that is simple and sustainable, then my 12-month program, Rich Coach Club, is just for you. In Rich Coach Club, we keep things simple and focused on low-lift and sustainable efforts that attract and convert your dream coaching clients. Rich Coach Club is for the coach who wants to make an impact working with dream private coaching clients without hustling, burning out, or feeling stressed out. This is the only program that's focused on helping you get booked out in your private coaching so that you can truly master and refine a simple and sustainable business without working around the clock. I'll be sharing all of the details about Rich Coach Club inside my upcoming free live masterclass happening on April 30th. You can go to simplifywithmegan.com/masterclass to get all of the details and save your seat. The investment to join my 12-month program, Rich Coach Club, is $500 a month for 5 months or $2,500 pay in full. We're only opening the doors to Rich Coach Club twice a year, so make sure to sign up for the masterclass at simplifywithmegan.com/masterclass to get an exclusive bonus when you join. And I'll see you inside Rich Coach Club on April 30th. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you everything I'm doing to prepare my business for our third baby to come in just a couple of months. If we haven't met before, I'm Megan. I'm a business coach. I specialize in helping people keep their business super simple. I love helping coaches and course creators and service providers grow a six, multi-six, seven-figure online business in this really simple way where your business can make you feel rich, relaxed, intuitive, content, healthy, very much a life-first approach where I'm ditching the perfectionism and hopefully helping you do the same. With all that in mind, prepping for a maternity leave is like a whole thing. And I want to be super clear that I am sharing this as I am preparing for the baby. And so I cannot reflect on like if this will all come together or not. So I'll have to do an episode when it's later this year debriefing how this all went. If you're interested in that, let me know. But I will plan to do that. Now, when it comes to planning for this maternity leave, I really focus first on figuring out what I want the maternity leave to look like. I used to be a project manager. My brain just is wired this way. We start with the end in mind and we go backwards. Ooh, and I should say this if I didn't say this already. I am at the stage of pregnancy where I can't breathe. So I'm going to take some deep breaths and there may be some pauses and you may hear me breathe. And I hope you're okay with that because I don't edit these and, part of that is to avoid perfectionism, which I would come across if I was editing it. So anyways, just if I'm taking these deep breaths or these pauses, hopefully you can roll with it. Super appreciate it. Okay. So number one thing I do to prepare for a leave or maternity leave is getting super clear on what I want the experience to look like. And I have to give credit when it comes to how I want this maternity leave to look. I have to give full credit to one of my mentors, Taylor from Cake Money Consulting, because she recently had a maternity leave and she did hers in this way. And I really think it was life-changing for me to witness it being done this way. And what that means is having a maternity leave that is flexible, where there is not a set number of weeks, where I'm not sitting here predetermining 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever, and instead can actually just like feel it out as it's happening. And this is such an exciting concept for me because I don't know what it's going to be like going from two kids to three kids. I don't know what it'll be like having a third C-section and what that recovery is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like having a baby in the middle of summer when, you know, the vibe's kind of different than when I've had babies in the past in the winter and you're, you know, it's just different. So I'm really excited to be able to honor and prioritize the postpartum experience, both for my own physical recovery, emotional, mental recovery, but then to also be like present in the transition from us going from a family of four to five without feeling this like predetermined weight on how long I was going to give myself. And that's exactly what Taylor did in her maternity leave. She very clearly communicated that she was going to take however much time she needed and that we would be in the loop. And anytime she took off, clients would just get added onto their contract. Definitely felt like a win-win. And I have a corporate HR background. I have been working and behind the scenes of like actually in-person businesses, but then online, I've helped people build teams. And I've got to be honest, my exposure to maternity leave before seeing her do it was incredibly rigid and structured. And I don't know if I would have imagined this type of maternity leave possible for me had I not witnessed Taylor's maternity leave. And so thank you, Taylor, if you're listening to this, because truly like life-changing to have a different way modeled for you. And so by me sharing this here, I, you know, hopefully this gives you the same kind of thing it did for me of just like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was an option. And so the vision I have for my maternity leave and what I want is also this unset amount of time that I can decide how it's going in the moment and see how I feel. After my first daughter, I was ready to sit at a computer like way earlier than I thought I would be because I just wanted to like have me time, you know? And after my son, we didn't have childcare. I was a stay-at-home mom when we had our second baby. And I remember needing more time, but eventually being like, I'm ready. And so I don't know where I'll fall, but I want to be able to feel it out and make a judgment call as I'm in it and to just set that expectation right up the front. So my clients know that they'll be kept in the loop and they'll know when the maternity leave starts. I will be having a scheduled C-section, so that'll help with like the planning part of this too. But I just want to be able to fill it out. And if I'm ready to come back at 4 weeks or 14 weeks or like whatever it is, to just be able to honor that and just know that all of my clients will get that time added on to their contract. And the time while I'm on maternity leave is like an integration time. They can keep consuming my trainings, implementing things. If they're in a program with community, they continue to get access to that community. And just the freedom for me to come back how I'm ready. There might be a chance I'm ready to come back and support my one-on-one clients before I'm ready to come back and support a group program. And like this just gives me that flexibility. So that's what I'm like overall trying to create with my maternity leave. So besides like the overall goal, there are kind of two things I would like to see happening while I'm on maternity leave. I would like for content to be pre-scheduled and going out weekly. Now, I'm not attached to weekly. Like, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But again, talking about goals, what I'm working towards, would love to see podcast episodes and content just going out. It's pre-scheduled, it's happening, and I can continue to show up and serve and grow my community while I am not actively, you know, pressing publish or schedule or record on anything. I also want to make sure I have it set up where I can make money while I'm on maternity leave. And so part of that is going to be through new sales and having ways for people to actually buy from me where I'm not involved and get support and like complete programs with zero involvement from me. But then the other part is also monthly recurring revenue and just having money coming in because I've got payment plans already lined up. And so those are kind of like the three big things: this flexible maternity leave, content happening, and sales happening. Now, let's talk about how I'm like going to do those things. So I feel like I already talked a little bit about how I'm going to establish the like being off for an undecided amount of time. I've communicated that to my clients. Everyone knows. I will continue to communicate that to clients and keep everyone up to date as we get closer to my due date on what that looks like. I don't really need to dig into that part of this more because that's kind of holistic and the bigger picture thing. Now, I do think it's important to touch on when I'm going to talk about how I'm making these content and these sales things happen, the vibe that I'm creating now and how I'm approaching accomplishing these things is not from a place of like big effort, big energy right now, hustling now so I can relax later, big projects now so that they're done. I kind of started out a couple of months ago with that intention and it just does not work. I am in a season of life where I have like 10 to 12 hours a week to work on a good week. And I'm just at that stage of pregnancy already. You know, even though I'm in the second trimester, it just hasn't been this like huge energy surge. I have two kids I'm busy with. I have a very full life that I'm grateful for. And the energy I'm able to show up with in those hours of work is very potent, but it's very grounded. It's not like I want to go out and do live things and do all this stuff. Like it's very grounded and it's very powerful, but grounded. And it's not, like I said, these like big waves of effort. It's slow and steady, meaningful progress. And so I am not approaching this through like big, big projects and big, big launches and like these big things. Instead, it's all through this lens of like, of course, simplicity, but sustainability starting now. So not just like it's sustainable once mat leave starts. Like, no, it needs to be sustainable immediately. Like the way I do it now needs to be the sustainable way I'm also going to do it right up until maternity leave and when I come back postpartum. It's choosing the path of least resistance. It's choosing simplicity. And that's the lens of this. So you're going to notice as I talk about how I'm making the content and the sales happen, that it's through that approach. It's through kind of like making choices now in this grounded, sustainable way to gradually accomplish these goals. And if that doesn't sound like super sexy and exciting, I get it. But it's realistic for me. Okay, so let's dig into the content and the sales. And actually, before I do, I have to say that like how I came up with the strategy that I'm going to share with you was part of my bigger picture, what I'm currently calling like my 6S framework for like a simple business. Hopefully I come up with a catchier name. We'll see. I do intend to have like a separate training of some kind on this to actually help you create your own simple business plan in this way. But I was able to really say, okay, this is the vibe of what I'm trying to do. The decisions I'm making now and the strategies I'm choosing to do now are in the spirit of accomplishing this maternity leave, but also just like having this really simple and sustainable business where the mental load is decreased and I'm not like constantly starting from scratch and making decisions over and over again, and instead can really take this like slow and steady, profitable approach, playing the long game a little bit more, right? So I'm not going to walk through all of the successes right now, but we are going to be touching on some of them. And so one of them is a standardized schedule, which I actually already had a podcast episode on. So if you haven't listened to that, you should, where I walk you through what that means and what my standardized schedule looks like. If you have listened to that, you'll know some of the like actions I'm taking to achieve this and where they fit into my schedule. But I came up with a plan for scalable offers, for sustainable content, and for systemized list growth. So those are kind of like the big things that I'm working on right now. The other stuff like strategic systems, like I've already got that. Streamlined client journey, like got that. But I would really say my big efforts right now are on the offers, the content, and the list growth, but also all of it through this lens of sustainability and systemization. And how can I do some things once that are really powerful? And then when I am doing things that aren't, you know, like when I'm showing up in coaching, like that's a very intentional use of my energy, but I'm not using that energy elsewhere when I don't want to. Hopefully that is making any kind of sense. But I'm going to first talk about kind of the sustainable content, systemized list growth thing, because that is one of these goals, right? Is when I'm on mat leave, people are still joining my email list. People are getting content from me. People are getting emails from me, right? And so I had to make a very intentional choice to focus on podcasting. If you've been following me, I did a couple YouTube videos. I was so excited. My main goal coming into this year was coming back to YouTube, and I intend to do YouTube videos like periodically, but I am just not in a season of life where it can be the main thing. It isn't simple and sustainable for me. It is a big, big, big lift right now. And I'm going to make YouTube videos basically ad hoc. So like when I want to, when the energy's there, when it makes sense, but it's not going to be the weekly thing. It's not going to be the thing I bank on or plan everything around, because right now as a solopreneur with so few hours, it's just too hard for me right now. I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying it's going to be hard for you and it's impossible and that no one can do it. I'm just being real. I can't do it right now. It can't be my main weekly thing right now. Whereas podcasting can be, which is why the podcast is here and back. And it's so much easier for me to just quickly outline a podcast, jump on the mic, and share what I believe is valuable, helpful, meaningful content with very little editing. I can record something and post it the same day if I need to, but it's also much easier for me to get ahead. So if I'm going to have content going out while I'm on maternity leave, I really needed to choose a method that's not only easy now, but that's easy for me to actually get ahead on. And I'm not in a season of life where I can do big batches of anything. And so that's part of like the strategy. I had to kind of like change my content strategy to accomplish this. And that was kind of like a real talk with myself not that long ago. So podcasting being like choosing that as the main thing. That's the weekly thing. I build everything around it. That was a choice. And that was very intentional. Now, how I am going to be getting ahead on the content, I speak to this in that standardized schedule podcast episode. I am chipping away at this gradually. I am not trying to do a big batch project where I'm like, batch 20 episodes of the podcast and then edit them and then schedule them. I am instead just chipping away at it. Every week, I aim to record at least 2 podcast episodes. Some weeks I record more. Some weeks I can skip because I recorded more than I planned on. Like the first week I did this, I sat down intending to record 2 episodes. I recorded 5. And I won't do that every time. I don't plan on doing 5. But it's a great example of like how much easier this is for me, how much more in my zone this is, but also like how easy it'll be for me to get ahead of schedule when I periodically can do more than 2. But even if I just did 2 every week, like we would get there. Which is huge. So really baking this into my standardized schedule in a really doable way. So like 2 episodes every week, getting outlined, getting recorded, getting scheduled. Like I can do that. And so that's how I'm going to plan on doing this. Just chip away at it a little bit every single week and just systemize it. So I'm not having to like make a big project out of it. So literally, that's my plan for having content ready to go for maternity leave. And we'll just see if I'm able to keep up with that, where we end up, how many it is. I don't know yet. But so far, the system is working for me. And this is the plan for how I intend to get ahead. So far, I'm feeling really good about that. I have not gotten ahead on like the emails, getting those scheduled, getting the blog posts done. So there's definitely still some refinement to happen in this process, but I feel good about being able to refine it and get to that point eventually. Now, when it comes to the automated, systemized list growth side of things, I'm not going to get too deep into it yet, but just to kind of reflect that, because it is related to all of this, I think. I am going to be creating and launching some type of like main lead magnet. I really don't have one right now. I have old ones that I think all of those links are broken because they were still through ConvertKit, which I don't use anymore. Not doing things perfectly over here, but I really want to come up with something that's intentional, strategic, but also really simple. And just something that's like, this is the thing. It reflects my framework. It reflects my business ethos. It's going to be very valuable and helpful and educational. And just doing that once, setting that up so it exists and letting that be what drives people to join my community and list, both now and while on maternity leave. So I'm considering that like systemized or automated list growth because I only am going to do it once and then it's going to do the work for me over and over again. So once that's live, you'll know. I'll announce it, but that's the plan. Okay, then The other thing, having sales happen passively. To me, this is really related to like the scalable offers, as well as of course, like content and list growth, all that's like related to helping sales happen. But for me, in order for sales to happen passively, I have to make sure I have the offers that exist, right? I need to have offers that create monthly recurring revenue. I need to have offers that people can buy without talking to me, without DMing me. They need to be really easy for people to tell that they want them, right? They don't need to like have sales objection conversations. And they need to be able to be delivered without my involvement. Obviously, my more, you know, my coaching programs like Rich Coach Club or my one-on-one work involves me in the delivery. And those are going to be huge components of monthly recurring revenue and of sales, but that's not going to be enough to achieve my goal of having new sales come in. Especially if I do have content going out and people joining my email list, I don't want them to have to wait to do the next step if I'm on maternity leave. I want them to be able to go through courses or trainings or programs and get the answers they're looking for and get the solutions they're looking for. So between now and maternity leave, I'm being very intentional about what offers I'm creating that I want to exist as standalone offers and really refining what my offer suite and my product suite is going to look like. One of those is opening the doors to Rich Coach Club. Rich Coach Club used to be known as Rich Mom Club, but this year I opened up my business to help more than just mom entrepreneurs. And so Rich Mom Club, I closed the doors and have now reopened them as Rich Coach Club. And I'm so excited for the next version of this program. It is like my heart and soul. It's where my coaching efforts go. It obviously with my one-on-one too, but like I just love Rich Coach Club so much. It's all about helping online course creators, coaches, and service providers have that rich business. I think I mentioned that earlier. Really like coining the term rich to be an acronym about how your business feels. So yeah, we're talking about money, but like I want the business to feel relaxed. I want you to feel intuitive. I want you to feel content. And we feel like healthy, like you're able to prioritize you in a way that feels healthy to you. And that's like the vibe. And so Rich Coach Club is just my favorite. I'm obsessed. When you're listening to this, I don't know if the doors will be open or what the status will be, but that's the next big thing is those opening up. And so that is a big focus right now for me is, you know, I'm wrapping up Private Coaching Launch Kit right now, which is all about helping you launch your one-on-one offers. So I love this program so much. And so it's a good example of like, this is a true asset I will have that people can, once it's done, go through completely self-study on their own and implement. And there's no community there. I did a little live 4 weeks with it that we're wrapping up right now, but normally there won't be any support from me or community access to me. But it'll be something they can go through without me. They can join without me. So yeah, we'll see what all, I don't want to share all my secrets. I don't want to ruin the surprises of what's to come, but I have some really fun things in the works between now and the summer. But that will be done to achieve this goal of having sales happening without me, having someone discover me, go through, you know, whether it's through the podcast or a lead magnet or whatever it is, and want to take the next step and be able to do that outside of just my coaching programs. So yeah, that's it. Maybe that sounds simple. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't sound simple, but that's what I'm doing to prep the business. I'm a solopreneur, so I'm like, I don't have a VA or anything. Probably going to need to get one, but right now it's like all of this is just me in a very small window. And so these are my priorities. The vibe is simple and sustainable and intentional. And the goal is having this flexibility during maternity leave, but while I'm on maternity leave, having content going out and having it scheduled, having sales happen while I'm not at my computer, and just allowing the business and the community to continue to grow and to have that be like a reasonable thing that happens. So I hope this is helpful to hear about like how I'm approaching this, whether or not you are prepping for maternity leave or any kind of leave, or you're just curious. I hope it was valuable and helpful to see that this can be done differently And it also doesn't always have to look like these huge, big projects and efforts. But instead, it can kind of be this more intentional, slow, and steady progression. Like I mentioned earlier, I am obviously like still in the midst of the pregnancy stage, and I will be very curious myself to see how we land, like where I'm at when it is time for the baby to get here, how this all goes. So if you want me to do a debrief afterwards, definitely let me know. I think it'll be a really fun thing to kind of reflect back on what of my plans here worked and what didn't work, or areas that I had to tweak. And so, you know, I always execute on my business intuitively. So you're hearing this in the moment, and my plan may change even in the next couple of months as I'm executing. I'm always listening to my intuition on that, and I learn so much as I take action. So if you're listening to this and I end up doing something different, then you will have witnessed and seen a little peek behind the curtain of where I thought I was going to go, what I ended up doing. And then, of course, in a debrief episode later this year, I could share more of that process with you. But I hope you enjoyed listening. If you have any other questions on how I'm prepping for the baby or maternity leave, feel free to DM me on Instagram or send me an email, hello@simplifywithmegan.com. And if you want to, you know, join anything, all the links you need will be in the description of this podcast. And I am just so grateful for you. I'm so excited to see how this journey goes and to share it with you along the way. So I will see you in the next episode. Bye.